You're listening to SBS News.
On the foothills of the New South Wales Snowy Mountains, 5.5 hours drive from either Sydney or Melbourne, the sleepy town of Tumut is generating a buzz. The Tumut River Brewery is growing in popularity and size and welcomes around 1,500 visitors a weekend. It opened in 2014 behind a tyre shop as the smallest commercial microbrewery in the Southern Hemisphere. Now it's one of the largest in the region at 10 times its original size of just 15 square metres and producing 35,000 litres of craft beer a month. Co-owner Tim Martin says the company is only now starting to break even.
Well, look, sadly, it's not the kind of alcohol that the regulars drink or that the locals drink. We do have a great, you know, we've got a certain support base within the locals that are amazing, you know, for us, but they're probably maybe 5% of the population. The rest of them drink Carlton and Tui's, just like every other small country town. The thing is, craft product just distinguishes you. It gives you a premium feel. It gives tourists something special and exciting to try. It makes the place worth visiting.
But in a region still in drought, tourism is also drying up and business owners are getting creative. David McDougall and his wife Ellen Webb, owners of one of Tumut's oldest pubs, The Oriental, opened Gin Distillery Pretty Parrot last September. Mr Webb hopes their use of Australian natives as ingredients will attract local and international interest.
Tumut people were really supportive before Christmas. They came and bought lots of bottles and as gifts and stuff like that. So that was really good. And then we also approached a Chinese exporter, so we just went there last week, and we're hoping that our Australian native range will go off over there.
Tumut is an industrial town and home to Snowy Hydro 2.0. The $4.5 billion project is being sold as a game changer by the Morrison government to help lower energy prices. Snowy Valley's mayor, James Hayes, says the community should receive a piece of the project's profits.
Snowy Hydro is a really exciting thing for our community, and we expect that there'll be advantages for businesses coming out of it. But what I'd like to see personally is I'd like to see some of those funds from the Snowy Hydro sale stay in the region. As yet, we haven't been able to leverage any of those funds. We'd like to see a legacy fund established. That fund would go towards helping the community grow and also sort of future-proofing it as well.
And according to Councillor Kate Cross, infrastructure is a key priority.
The infrastructure, it was all built when the first round of Snowy came. So it's ageing, it's not fit for purpose anymore. So we really need an injection of funds to revitalise. From the new government, I'd like to see a real investment in our centre, in our towns.
In drought-affected parts of Australia, people speak of a so-called money drought due to dwindling tourism numbers and reduced spending in town by the community. And with many shops choosing to stay closed on weekends as a result, Tim Martin believes it's getting harder for small town ventures to stay afloat.
We have never qualified for a grant. Like, so every time we've tried to qualify for a grant, from when we were tiny to now, there's always been an excuse. To start with, we weren't a company, so we couldn't. And then we were a startup, so we weren't qualified because it had to be for expansions of existing business. And then we were an existing business that was expanding and we were a company, but that didn't qualify because we'd only just registered the company and we were changing from a partnership. And it just became this ridiculous chase our tail thing to try and prove that we were valuable or viable for this grant, and we've just never been able to get one.
Tim Martin says funding would help ventures like his expand beyond the confines of their tiny towns and bring business into it. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.